The U.S. government today introduced a pair of new programs that will provide $800 billion to help unfreeze the market to consumer debt, which Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson calls vital to supporting the economy. Key markets for consumer debt, such as credit cards, auto loans, and student loans, essentially came to a halt in October, and the new programs are aimed to get lending back to more normal levels. Meanwhile, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today said the global financial crisis will likely push the world's developed countries into their worst recession since the early 1980s. Economic expert James Lussier explains.
The United States, Europe, and Japan are all in recession after a period of unprecedented prosperity, now has a period of retrenchment. We seem to be through the crisis in the financial markets. The problem we have, though, is that the contraction in bank lending has already spread into the real economy, probably a prolonged recession that may last perhaps 2 or 3 years. In the United States, what needs to happen is that the U.S. housing market needs to stabilize. Businesses that were driven by consumer spending need to wait for consumers to essentially rebuild their savings. We are seeing a certain amount of confidence in the stock markets, but the reality is that we're looking at a protracted period of slow growth and slower corporate earnings. It's the first major recession in Europe since the Eurozone was created. So we'll see whether the new European single monetary system can actually accommodate a continent where you have very different economic conditions from region to region.